As Congress inches closer to passing free trade agreements with South Korea, Panama, and Colombia, activists opposed to the agreements are gearing up for a fight. Hundreds gathered outside the White House on Monday to protest the Colombia Free Trade Agreement, which they say will kill jobs here and threaten communities in Colombia. Alice Olstein reports.
Faith leaders, students, environmentalists, human rights activists, and workers from U.S. and Colombian unions gathered outside the White House Monday afternoon to call on President Obama and Congress to block the pending free trade agreement, or FTA, with Colombia. The marchers carried 51 black coffins to represent the 51 unionists killed in Colombia in 2010, and signs in English and Spanish calling for fair trade, not free trade. The Service Employees International Union brought several unionists from Colombia to speak at the rally. Sugarcane worker and Afro-Colombian labor organizer Juan Cambindo told the crowd why he is fighting against the FTA's passage.
They've only taken the needs of the multinationals, the business community, into account. As for us, the workers, we'll be miserably displaced, and they'll take no social responsibility for us. All in all, it's a death sentence. We are completely in opposition to the agreement they're going to sign.
The activists have some support in Congress. During a recent Senate committee hearing on the FTAs, Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin read from the State Department's 2010 report on human rights in Colombia.
Unlawful and extrajudicial killings, insubordinate military collaboration, new illegal armed groups, forced disappearance, torture, and mistreatment of detainees, arbitrary detentions, impunity, and an inefficient judiciary subject to intimidation, illegal surveillance of civilian groups, occasional harassment and intimidation of journalists, harassment of human rights groups and activists, violence against women, including rape, societal discrimination against women, indigenous persons, and Afro-Colombians, illegal child labor, and the list goes on and on and on. That's the 2010 report.
Cardin said the U.S. should withhold the agreement to leverage human rights demands on Colombia. But nearly all the other senators on the committee praised the FTAs, like Montana Democrat Max Baucus, the committee's chairman.
The free trade agreements will improve American competitiveness and create jobs. They'll open foreign markets, increase U.S. exports, and grow our economy. It is time to act.
The Colombia FTA is nearly identical to the Central American Free Trade Agreement, or CAFTA. The agreement would eliminate tariffs on some U.S. goods entering Colombia immediately and phase out others over time. It would also prevent governments from regulating the hiring, sourcing, and environmental practices of foreign corporations. And it would empower companies to sue governments in international tribunals for loss of profit, like the Pacific Rim Mining Corporation is currently doing under CAFTA after the government of El Salvador refused to issue a permit for its gold mining operations. The agreement also prohibits price controls on staple foods in Colombia, like corn, leaving consumers vulnerable to an unstable market. Here in the U.S., the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates that the Colombia FTA will result in nearly $3 billion lost in federal revenue over 10 years, even with increased exports. While Democrats and Republicans alike are pushing for the FTA's passage, the parties split on the inclusion of Trade Adjustment Assistance, or TAA, which would help workers whose jobs are offshored under the agreements. President Obama has insisted that TAA be included in the trade agreements, but Republicans, like Utah Senator Orrin Hatch, are firmly opposed.
I cannot condone this abuse of trade promotion authority or turn a blind eye to dubious domestic spending programs.
Democrats, like Senator John Kerry, accused Republicans of posturing and defended the TAA.
We're making a policy here, and as a result of that policy, we know some people are going to be thrown out of work.
Hello, if you don't like the government program that requires government money to help people who lose jobs to bad trade agreements, then the other answer is don't pass more bad NAFTA-style job-killing trade agreements.
Former trade attorney Lori Wallach is the director of Public Citizens Global Trade Watch Division. She supports the movement protesting the Colombia FTA, but says activists need to fight all three agreements.
When you take them together, you have the Korea trade agreement that's going to kill tens of thousands of jobs, the Colombia disgrace agreement with the world's leading assassinator of unionists and a human rights scourge, and you have the Panama Agreement, an agreement with a large tax haven, of which there is no upside economically and lots of financial crime we would no longer be able to penalize.
Since the agreements were signed by President Bush under the fast-track rules, Congress can only request changes to the FTAs. When the White House sends the final versions to the Hill, which could happen this week, it'll be for straight up or down votes with no amendments. Alice Olstein, FSRN, Washington, D.C.